I have a message for the citizens of Maryland. I think a message is being sent with this bill. Citizens, honest citizens of Maryland that own guns, we're coming to get you. It's not the criminals we're going after with this bill, not this fact. The citizens of Maryland who own guns and want to own guns and are honest, hardworking, want to defend themselves, can't call the police and have them there in a few minutes, may have to wait 15 minutes, a half hour, an hour for them to come to a location. You own guns, and when this bill passes, we're coming to get you. That's the message. And the fact of the matter is, we want to talk about saving lives. We want to talk about a factual, science-based view of this. The states that have adopted right to carry have less violent crime than those that don't. We don't like that statistic. We want to say that's not clear, but the fact of the matter is, it's not this bill. It's the opposite of that, the right to carry. But we can't talk about that in the state of Maryland. But other states are talking about that fact. Other states are going that direction, and they've seen violent crime act. And finally, Mr. President, the ultimate irony of this bill, since the governor proposed this bill, you know what's happened to gun purchases and munitions purchases in the state of Maryland? I've seen statistics that say by the time this bill takes effect, the amount of guns and munitions in the state will have at least doubled. The price of what people pay for firearms has tripled. Munitions prices have tripled. And all we've actually done is have law-abiding citizens worried that they won't have access in the future to begin to stockpile weapons, the direct opposite of what this bill is supposed to do, the law of unintended consequences. One day in the state of Maryland, we'll have a science-based discussion on this issue. One day we'll do something that may actually save lives. This bill didn't do it, Mr. President.
Anyone else wish to explain their vote? I'm here for the distinguished senator from Montgomery County.
Mr. President, thank you very much. Every member of this body takes an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States as well as the Constitution of Maryland. And I thought about that oath very strongly and in detail before voting for this legislation. And I think all of us who voted for it can say in good conscience that we are vindicating our commitment to the Constitution and to the Second Amendment, which is part of the Bill of Rights. The Supreme Court in the Heller decision said that the Second Amendment includes the right of the person to have a handgun in self-defense, at least in the home, and the right to have rifles for the pursuit of recreational and hunting purposes, and then to have guns in connection with militia service or military service. Beyond that, firearms are subject to the same kind of reasonable regulation that every other right contained in the Bill of Rights are subject to. And so, you know, I think that we need to temper the rhetoric somewhat that some people are respecting the Second Amendment and others are not. I think that all of us are respecting the Second Amendment, but we have a difference in view of public safety. And I think that there are a number of incredibly effective and reasonable regulations that are built into this legislation that will promote the safety and the welfare of our citizens. And one of them we haven't talked about enough is a provision which says that if you lose a gun or a gun is stolen, you have 72 hours within which to report that to law enforcement as soon as you've learned of it. 72 hours within which you've learned of the disappearance of your gun. Now, we've had gun dealers, like in Baltimore County, there was one infamous one who, quote unquote, lost hundreds of guns that were in fact being sold off the books and under the tables directly into the criminal underworld. And this legislation is going to stop that by saying that if you lose a gun or if your gun is stolen, you've got to report it immediately to law enforcement so we can deal with that as a public safety issue. So in addition to the provisions on assault weapons and the provisions on the high-capacity ammunition magazines, this provision is going to improve public safety in our state, and we're doing it in a way that is consistent with the Second Amendment rights of all of our citizens. So I'm very proud to have voted green on this legislation.
Mr. President, in response and my vote, far be it from me to mince with words with the constitutional law scholar, but there is also that case, Murdoch versus Pennsylvania, which specifically says that the government cannot make an individual pay a licensing fee for the enjoyment of a constitutional right. Now, the Heller decision specifically says they weren't going that far, they weren't addressing that issue of licensing. So we'll probably see that in the future. But in this case, we are forcing our citizens to pay a licensing fee for the enjoyment of a constitutional right. As I said earlier, we wouldn't do that for a lot of other rights, but I guess there's something different about this one. There's something different. We're going to force somebody. You know, we wouldn't make someone pay a licensing fee to go outside and pray in front of the square, but we'll do it in order for them to purchase it.
Let me explain my vote just very briefly. This bill is a compromise. Really, this is a compromise, folks. To the criminals, it says, as the senator from the President Pro Tem says, we're going to get you. But to law-abiding gun owners like myself, and every one of you has been invited to my home. Every one of you has seen my collection, which some people call an arsenal. I got every kind of gun except an assault rifle. But if I had an assault rifle, it wouldn't be affected under this bill. Because any gun that you have right now, shotgun, pistol, assault weapon, is protected that you have right now. It doesn't affect a single gun that anybody has. All it does is prospective in the future for people who want to buy handguns, not shotguns, not rifles. It's a compromise, and it's a good bill, and I'm very proud that the Senate of Maryland is moving forward on this issue.